试卷六口译题。
Part A. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening.Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1 is about leadership in national development. Among the developed countries, there is a growing sense of crisis, a vague but deeply felt conviction that something is terribly wrong with the way things have been run.There is a sense of terrifying complexity beyond the power of man to understand and control. In sharp contrast, the newly developed countries of Asia achieved a measure of coherence and progress through policies that violated the conventional wisdom at the time. Perhaps it is time for those of us who once aspired to follow in the footsteps of the developed world to come upon our own age of reason.A Chinese philosopher described a good leader as one who talks little. When his work is done, his task fulfilled, the people say, "We did this ourselves." As a result, the accomplishments endure. Passage 2 is about linguistic skills in the U.S. The United States has become far more dependent than in the past on foreign trade. There is an increasing need for merchants, bankers, diplomats, and soldiers able to communicate in foreign tongues. Yet this country has been remiss in educating a sufficient number of men and women with the requisite linguistic skills, yielding to demands for relevance. American schools, colleges, and universities have long ignored language requirements. U.S. schools and colleges contain too many youngsters who cannot speak, read, or write any second language correctly.Regardless of their national origin or native language. Compared with such countries as Switzerland or Holland, the United States is poorly equipped to teach foreign languages. The United States must seek to turn the tide of linguistic ignorance.